This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah, I'm
going to count you down, okay?
In three, two, one. So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, that's definitely a learning lesson.
Speegs brought it up in the last segment because he was inspired by Spice Adams. Shameless plug, Spice Adams on the House of L podcast. You can check out the whole thing on YouTube. Just search House of L and you'll see it. It's a really great episode, man. I hope you watch it. I think you would enjoy it just from the father-son aspect of it.
I will definitely check it out.
There's a lot of wisdom in there. And it's like, you know, Spice was funny, but he wasn't on being funny today. He was being serious.
You could hear it even then. So you guys got a connection. That sounds good. Yeah, the way he talked about the middle of the offensive line and the defensive line as the foundation, and now you can do whatever you want with the rest of the house. It's like, I know that's true. I know that's true, and it took me too damn long. So I'm wondering what sports lessons it took you too long to learn, you know? Because I have to admit that it took me too long to learn that. And a few good ones have come in via text. Here's one. Here's a sports lesson. Literally not just anyone can close games in baseball.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you on that. I think I knew that, though, from my time of covering it. Baseball's got a lot of lessons that, and you still learn and relearn and have to do all the learning with baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, like this concept, and that's where, this is what I've learned because it matches what the texter said. The numbers don't tell the whole story with baseball. I am someone who tries to live on both sides of the line when it comes to how much analytics should be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's incumbent upon any baseball organization to be good at relaying the information and making sure that what they're giving players isn't just numbers for numbers' sake.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes to stuff like this, we're like, well, if you're a high leverage reliever, you're a high leverage reliever. In my experience of covering baseball, it's not true because people are human beings.
Yeah, you got the human. It's leadoff. Leadoff is the other one. Like, not just anybody can lead off. You can't just put a high OBP guy historically in lead off and expect him to just be himself. It just doesn't happen like that. Here's another one. Sports lesson. Basketball teams can't just be built on offense. You need a really good defensive system and defensive players to buy in as a collective. I like that. Here's one. A Cardinals fan. I didn't know how important a top-tier catcher was until Yadier Molina retired.
Yeah, that's a hard lesson to learn.
They have significant value to the flow and the management of a game. Yeah, yeah. Well, welcome to it. We got a phone call or two as well we can take here.
Let's go out to Rogers Park and Tony. Hey, Tony, you're on the Score.
What's up?
Hey, guys, great show. I'm going to keep it in baseball also. Now, I'll preface this by saying a lot of this is based on the kind of baseball player I was way back in the day. I was a little speedy guy, slap hitter, blah, blah, blah. So it took me forever to accept that you can't win championships playing small ball. You have to have the big home run here. It took me a long time to accept that. I thought you could defense and speed your way to championships. You just can't.
I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with him on that too, Spiegs, because I now have rules for sacrifice bunts. I don't think they should be completely eliminated. I think there is a time and a place for it. And the time and place for it is if you're playing for one run at the end of a game. In an in-game scenario, fine. Like, if you're into extra innings and the other team didn't score,
yeah.
If you would like to sacrifice the ghost runner from second to third in the next half of the inning, go with God. I am with you on moving that runner. Other than that, I don't have a lot of patience for it.
Tanny, you got a sports lesson that it took you way too damn long to learn?
Yeah, what does it say that I've got another baseball thing about the cruelty and the humbling that baseball will do to you on a pretty much daily basis if you watch it? I did not grow up watching Earl Weaver's Baltimore Orioles teams, but I do feel like that's my spirit animal. You talk about the three-run homer being the most important thing, basically. Yeah. I feel like it took me way too long. I'm not saying that I didn't think defense was important. I knew you had to be strong up the middle in baseball. Like, those are bedrock principles. But I used to say, just give me a bunch of guys that'll hit 25, 30 bombs and you'll be fine. And then I watched Jose Valentin, and he was a fun player to watch, and he had a lot of big hits for the White Sox. But I'd rather have a guy who will just pick up the ball every time you hit it to him at shortstop as opposed to a guy hitting 30 bombs. You know what I mean? But then as you get older, you realize, oh, this is actually important at every single position, because one hit and place a guy's position can have an impact on a game, on a series, on a season.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, undervaluing the importance of defense all around the diamond.
Oh, yes. I remember having that conversation with a former co-host whose name escapes me about, like, well, it's just, it's like one of the three phases of the game, like three phases of football. It's like saying kicking is important when you're saying the defense is important. I'm like, no. Defense, it's run prevention. Defense and pitching, they go hand in hand. It's even more than 50% of the game, in fact. Defensive
big
pitch
chunk of the game.
Defensive pitching, I think, is even it's bigger. Anyway, I get a little caught up here.
JR is calling from Michigan. Hey, JR, you're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, Spiegs, thank you for waking up, man. I've been worried about the line since Cutler, and it's just been a long, ugly road. But welcome.
Thank you.
So, yeah, hey, my sports. Tip, golf. Yeah, speed kills in the game of golf. All my life, you've been wanting to hit a ball like John Daly, hit a ball like Bryson DeChambeau. Us hacks, we cannot swing that fast. Speed kills. As I've gotten better, it's because the speed of the swing is slowed down.
Oh, there we
you
go.
Slow that swing down for us guys. You might not hit it 200 yards, but you're going to find the ball.
You'll hit it straight. I like it. Texter said, man, really hope AK calls in, says that he now realizes you can't win a championship without a superstar in basketball.
Well, I don't know. They're going for that play-in game.
Let's discuss.
We can talk with Joe Cowley about all of that. He joins us next here on The Score.